What you are observing right now with Western civilization are exactly the kind of signs that we typically have seen throughout history during the fall of empires. The signs are undeniable. For example, you know, bread and circuses, right? All these distractions. You have the collapse of morality with all the transgenderism, mutilations, and the child sex trafficking, and all the pushing of the LGBT cult. You have the government moving away from representing the people and instead turning into internal corruption. We saw that in Rome and many other countries. Where the government's doing nothing but just pushing out press releases full of lies and propaganda and trying to make everybody believe their lies. We have the weakening of the currency, mass money printing, almost a panic to keep printing money, and the inability of the nation to defend its own borders, even to defend its own culture and language. These are all signs that we've seen throughout history right before nations fall. Also, of course, rigged elections. You know, unelected people stealing political power in order to weaponize the government against the rest of the people. We see that in spades right now. The collapse of education. That's something that's been observed throughout history. The teaching of children to hate their parents and to hate the country in which they grew up. And we see that all over the school system, including colleges, universities. They teach young kids to hate America. And just on and on. So many examples of this. Drag queen story time, right? The pornography on Netflix that being broadcast to children. All of these things are signs of the collapse of the empire. And the thing is, most oblivious people don't realize that we're living through the collapse. They think everything's fine, but they just don't know history, and they don't realize that we've heard this song before. We know how it goes. We know how it ends. And we know we're in the final refrain of this particular musical piece here. And when the musical chairs stop, if you're not prepared for what's coming, then you're going to be just as wiped out and just as dead and just as hopeless as all the other victims of history who found themselves unprepared when their societies collapsed, whether it was Rome or Venezuela or China before the Cultural Revolution or the Soviet Union before Stalin, and so on. So many examples of this throughout history, but this is going to be the biggest. Now we're talking about the collapse of Western civilization. The entire financial system that underpins Western civilization today will be brought to its knees. It will be decimated because it's all interconnected. It's impossible for, let's say, the British banking system to collapse without strongly impacting the American financial system, and vice versa. As the U.S. system goes down, it'll take down Europe. As Europe goes down, it'll take down a lot of other countries like Australia and New Zealand as well. It's all interconnected and it's all going down. So we shouldn't be surprised to see any of this because, frankly, it's inevitable. But the silver lining to realize in this is kind of good news that what you are seeing today is not normal. So if you've looked at the moral decay and you're asking yourself the question like, what the heck is going on? Has everybody lost their minds? What are the crazy drag queen story time? Mutilating children for the trans cult? What is going on? This is crazy. Yeah, you're right. It is crazy. And it's not normal. And it won't last. This is a phase. This is the final phase of Western civilization as we know it. Now, collapses of civilizations can sometimes take a very long time. In the case of Rome, it took decades, right? It wasn't just overnight. But even in America, you could argue right now the collapse has been taking place since, I don't know, maybe the Bill Clinton years. And Donald Trump just put a little pause in that collapse plan. But Bill Clinton was a traitor. He wasn't working for America. He was actively working to undermine this country. And then George Bush was just designed to expand the powers of the deep state. And then Barack Obama actively committing treason to take down this country. And so on and so forth. And Joe Biden today, as you know, I mean, look at it. It's so obvious at this point. So it has already been arguably maybe 2.5 decades coming up on 3 decades of most of the presidents of the United States actively seeking to tear down this country. And so they're going to achieve that result. The collapse is almost here. Now, understand that for the collapse to have the maximum impact that's desired by the globalists, which would be desperation, destitution, violence, chaos, mass death, starvation, famine, disease, and wars, they have to make sure that people don't realize the collapse is happening until the very last minute. So that's why the media's job is to go out there and tell you that everything's fine. Oh, there's no collapse, they say. Oh, there's no inflation, they say. Everything's fine. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep trusting the banking system. You know, keep having faith in the CDC. Keep taking your jabs. You know, all these kinds of things. While in reality, the collapse is being engineered underneath your feet. You're just not allowed to know about it. Because they don't want you to know until the last minute. So that you don't prepare in advance. Because you see, if, for example, if everybody were well prepared in terms of a backup money supply, backup self-defense, backup emergency medicine, backup energy supply, backup water, food, everything, well, then people wouldn't be very vulnerable to the collapse. People could survive the collapse relatively easily if they were, you know, fully redundant and self-reliant, right? So this is why the establishment doesn't like people to be prepared. The establishment wants people to be as vulnerable as possible in order to make people victims of the collapse that is being engineered. And then as victims, you may be forced to show up at a FEMA camp or forced into a food rationing scheme or forced into a CBDC where they can surveil your money and your financial transactions and all that stuff that you already know about. So again, understand the job of the media is to make sure that people are not informed about reality, and most definitely to make sure they're not informed about the collapse that's being engineered underneath your feet. Which means then, by definition, the only way to survive this is to reject the lies of the media, which we should all be doing by default. Anything that the mainstream media says should be assumed to be a lie at the outset, rather than the default position that most people take, which is assuming it must be true since it showed up in the Washington Post. The Washington Post is CIA propaganda. The New York Times, total propaganda. CNN, lies and propaganda. They are handed scripts by the deep state and told what to say and what to report. If you, by default, believe anything in any of these mainstream media outlets, then you're a fool. And the best informed people that I know by default reject everything in the corporate media, and that's the proper response. So then how are you supposed to know what's actually going on in the world? How are you supposed to be able to navigate world events if you don't have any trusted mainstream news sources? And of course, that answer rests in the alternative media, but more importantly, in the decentralized publishing capabilities that are now coming online through different platforms that do not have central servers. And I've spoken about this a little bit, but I need to reiterate this. It's really critical. There's a platform out there called Bastion, B-A-S-T-Y-O-N. Bastion.com is where you can download that software and run it, and you don't even need a web browser. But it looks kind of like Twitter. It looks like a social media platform. However, it has no central servers. Now, my username on there, by the way, is HealthRanger. And we're launching channels on there for Brighteon and Natural News and so on. But the reason that I trust Bastion is because I don't have to trust anybody who runs Bastion. Bastion's decentralized peer-to-peer. No central servers. Even the founders can't censor any particular channels on Bastion. And since it doesn't use .com domain names, it doesn't rely on the domain name service or DNS, it means that even if the government throws the internet kill switch, that you'll be able to use platforms like Bastion and Qortal, Q-O-R-T-A-L, in order to be able to communicate and receive communications from independent outlets like who you're listening to right now. So even if they block the Brighteon servers, Well, we've already ported Brighton over to Cordal. So now Brighton videos are starting to get published on Cordal. It's only a couple of channels right now, but those channels will be expanded to the point where ultimately almost everything on Brighton will be distributed through the Cordal system, through the Q app, as it's called, which we've named Q Brighton. And it doesn't have anything to do with the QAnon movement, by the way. Cordal was called Q long before the QAnon movement came around. So be sure to take advantage of these platforms. And know that we here at Brighton and Natural News, and even our own platform, Brighton.social, we are working on ways to make our platforms more decentralized, kind of like Bastion and Cordal. And we're working with the pioneers of both of those platforms in various ways in order to augment the platforms that we have, ultimately with the goal of making our own platforms obsolete by reforming them quite radically so that there are no central servers and that it's all peer-to-peer. So long-term, Brighton.com will be a peer-to-peer video content distribution system with no servers. Long-term. It's going to take probably a couple years to get there. And also long-term, Brighton.social will function in the same way. That's where they're taking this. And I urge everybody to get onto Bastion and get onto Cordal and start spreading the word about this, because no one can be censored there. No one. And even governments can't take them offline. That's critical for what's coming. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the founder of Brighton.com and the publisher of NaturalNews.com. And you can catch all my videos at Brighton.com. Thanks for listening. Take care.